Okay, I think we left off last week. We were on Chof Tes Amud Aleph. And again, let me just bring us back to the context. Again, the Mishnah on Chof Tes Amud Aleph establishes that when there's a dispute between two parties regarding the ownership of a piece of real estate property, that and neither one can demonstrate. Oh, thank you so much. Neither one can prove in a convincing way that they are the bailim over that property. Again, if it was possible to do so, then we wouldn't require these halachos. If there was either edim or shtar that could establish that the squatter, the person who's presently in the property, really bought the property, then there would be no need for this entire procedure. But the situation is that he makes a claim. He says, I've been living here because it's mine. I bought it. The other fellow can prove that he used to be the owner, and he claims that he still is the owner. So this is the dispute between them. That's the dispute between them. So had this been a case of metaltolin, namely the argument had been not over a piece of real estate, but over an object of any sort, so the rule would be that chazaka kol ma shetachas yad adam areyu shelo. The person who's holding on to the metaltolin would win the case, end of story, because the tfisa outweighs the marakama, the previous ownership. However, when it comes to karka, the mission says that there's a requirement of 3 years, and if he's not in the property for 3 years without challenge, then he will lose the property to the marakama. And what we've been trying to figure out is the nature of that halacha that you require 3 years in order for the machzik to overcome the chazkas marakama. But they're trying to figure out why is that true in karka when a metaltolin is a chazaka ba'alter. So the first thing we encountered, and we spent a couple of weeks on it, is the Gemara here beginning Chof Tes Amud Aleph going through Chof Tes Amud Beis, and that is the whole Hei Usha. The Hokei Yusha said that the source of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is derived from Shor HaMuad. And we explained that there are two perspectives. One is the view of the Baalei Tosfos. The Baalei Tosfos understood that what the Hokei Yusha had in mind was that just as there is a pattern of behavior which applies to Shor HaMuad, you have an animal which is tranquil and seemingly domestic. So basically, we don't expect it to damage, and therefore when it does, it's mishuna, it's unusual, and therefore you only pay chatzi nezek. However, once this animal proves that it is not tranquil and domestic, but aggressive and combative, so then a different pattern has been established, then there's a requirement that the bailim exercise greater shmira on that animal, his responsibility to his fellow man. And if not, then he pay nezek shalit. So there's a pattern of behavior established in a three repetition cycle, and that same pattern establishes something in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What it establishes is that the fellow, after 3 years of the provocation of three crops cultivated, if he hasn't said anything by now, he's not likely to say anything going forward. That's how Tosfos understood the connection. The Ramban, on the other hand, as we discussed in great detail, the Ramban interprets differently. According to the Ramban, the Hokei Usha is about a transition. It's about a change in balance or in status. Just as Tam gives way to Muad, so too the stronger position of Marakama gives way to the stronger position of the Machzik. There's a transition in the balance of power between the Machzik and the Marakama. It takes 3 years for that transition to be completed. And that's what Cheskas Gimel Shanim is all about. And the Gemara says that that works particularly well because Hokei Usha agreed with Rabbi Ishmael about the following point. Are we talking about 3 years and it's a time question? Or is it about three actions, three cultivations of the crop? So according to Hokei Usha, who are equating with Shor HaMuad, it makes sense to say that this is all about actions. After all, the formerly tranquil domestic animal has to take, three actions of negicha for his status to change. And so too, the Hokei Usha understood that Gimel Shanim is about a change that is a result of actions, namely the cultivation of a season of crops. That is the position of of the Ramban. So basically what then emerges is the idea that there is, according to the Hokeush idea, that takes 3 years to accomplish in Karka what is accomplished immediately in Metatlin. That's what we end up saying. Now the question is, what about the Rabbanan? After all, the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yishmael. According to them, there is no concept of activities. It's a question of time. According to the Rabbanan, what is the basis of Cheskas Gimel Shan? So the Gemara says here on Chavtesim and Aleph, Gemara had an original suggestion, and then the Gemara has three formulations of Rabbah. So let's go through them and analyze them more fully. Elamah Rabbah, this is Chavtesim and Aleph, five lines down. Elamah Rabbah, Shanta Kemaisa Machil Inish, Tarti Machil, Tlas Lo Machil. So basically what this means is, the Gemara originally thought that the basis of Cheskas Gimel Shanim was the idea of the end of Mechila. In other words, up till 3 years, somebody can feel a sense of empathy to someone who's squatting, who's trespassing because he has another place to be. And not only might you look the other way, but you might even concede to him. You might be Mochel. And that ends at 3 years. No one's going to be Mochel for more than 3 years. After 3 years, the indication is that if you're silent, it's not because you're good-hearted and you're being mochel, it's because it's not your property to begin with, and it's a function of him telling the truth, the machzik telling the truth, that he really bought the property. That's the first idea of Rav. Shat chmaisa mochel, tarti machil, tlas lo machil. So the Gemara says, if this is true, amalei abaye elameata kuihadra ara tihader labar mipeiri. If this is true, then in a circumstance where there is a challenge, and the challenge takes place within 3 years, you obviate there being a chazaka to begin with. So the legal conclusion should have been that not only can you confiscate the property from him, can you throw him out of the property, but you could also be... the question is, can you also be reimbursed for the payros or not? So if the basis of Gimel Shanim is that up to 3 years a person is mochel, so then presumably there should be no reimbursement on the payros, because it's mechila. True, you don't win the karka, but there's no reason when you're thrown out of the karka to also have to compensate for the payros. And that's not true. Alam Amar Rav Nachman, Hadra Ara, the Hadar Peiri. In fact, Rav Nachman said that when he is, you know, tossed out of the land, he also has to reimburse for the payros. So apparently, there's not a mechila going on up to the point of 3 years. Elam Arava, Shanta Kemaisa, Lo Kapid Inish. Tarti, Lo Kapid. Tlas Kapid. What really is happening is that there's a 3 year period based not on Mechila, but based on looking the other way. Lack of Kepeda. Okay. Now, this of course is different than Mechila, in the sense that it's one thing if I don't press charges. I'm not calling my lawyer right away, but there's no concession here either, and therefore when ultimately I throw you out of my karka, you should also reimburse me for the payer. So it resolves the first the question that was posed against the first formulation of Rav. But if we analyze both of these, something very important emerges, quite different from Hoche Usha according to the Ramban, but similar to Hoche Usha according to Bali Tosis. What do we say? The Hoche Usha for Bali Tosis is Cheskas Chaskan, the pattern of silence. According to the first two Ravas, that's exactly the basis of Cheskas Gimel Shanim for Rava as well, for the Rabbanon as well. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, Hoche Usha was about creating Mukzakos or Tvisa, not immediately, but after 3 years. And that, of course, has nothing to do with the first two versions of Rava. The first two versions of Rava are basically saying there is no Mukzakos. There's no parallel to Tvisa in Karka at all. In Metaltlin, there's a Tvisa immediately because when I hold on to this piece of Metaltlin, and I can destroy it, and I can hide it, and I can pick it up, and I can move it around. So that is Tvisa. And Tvisa is a strong Raya. In Karka, there is no Tvisa. Not right away, And not after 3 years either, according to the first two versions of Rav. Aye, but if that's the case, why does the Marakama ever lose? The Marakama should never lose. The answer is, he loses because his silence is evidence against him. So it's not based on tfisa, there's no comparison to, it's not a delayed metaltolin, it's a totally different concept, it's the concept of shtika being a raya against the Marakama. However, the Gemara doesn't seem satisfied with this second view of Rava either, and the Gemara goes on to ask the following question. So there was this fellow named Bar El Yashiv. He was, you know, very protective, very proprietary about his karka. If someone would put a toenail into his property, you know, he would immediately be, you know, calling for legal action against him. Okay. So if Bar El Yashiv is silent when somebody is squatting in his property, even if he's only there for a month or a week, right, or a year, never mind 3 years, one would think that the chazaka would apply immediately for Bar El Yashiv's previous property. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema hakanani, lest you say it is so. Im kain nasata tvarecha l'shiurin. So then you've created a situation where you have a total flexible idea of mukzakos, and everybody's going to have their own shiur, and that can't be either. Okay, it's a little bit of a strange question. One might have thought that this would be the answer to the question, not a further question. In other words, what about Bar El Yashiv? There should be an immediate chazaka. I would have thought that the answer of the Gemara would be lo plug. We have to objectify, we have to make a shear that applies to all the people. If there's an exception here or there, that's, you know, batla daita eitla kalada. Instead of that being the answer, the Gemara says, unless you say, in Achanami, we should follow each individual and his, you know, pattern of behavior. You can't do that, because of sata dvarecha l'shiurim, so we have no answer to this question. Okay. We have a very similar discussion in the beginning of Kiddushin. The Gemara talks about, you know, what the reason for the argument between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, whether or not you need a pruta or a dinar for Kiddushin. So the Gemara suggests the possibility, and that's your base, that, you know, oh, maybe it's like Banta Drav Yanai. You know, Banta Drav Yanai, they perceive themselves as being very aristocratic, and, you know, they're going to be, you know, happy with Kiddushin for a pruta. So the Gemara says, you know, are you going to have a different shear of kiddushin for every family, for every individual? It's a similar discussion, and actually some of the Rishonim here try to integrate the two topics. Either way, the Gemara for some reason thought this is a strong question, strong enough to turn their back on the second version of Rava and to come up with a third version. The Gemara says, Elam Rava. Shat the Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtari. Tarti Utlas Mizdar. Tvei Lo Mizdar. So this seems to be a whole different idea. Now what's the idea here? The idea is that of the significance, not of the silence of the Marakama, but of the shtika, I'm sorry, but of the lack of ability to produce a shtar by the machzik. Now the question is, what exactly do we mean by this? In other words, for first, till the point of 3 years, there's no excuse for him not to be able to produce a shtar, right? After that point, right, we say, you don't have to hold on to your documentation forever. So it takes 3 years to establish a chazaka because of the idea of mizdar inish bishtare, right, ad plus shani. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara has one more line, and then we'll analyze it. The Gemara says, Ela me'ata, if this is true, and we need to understand this connection, mecha shelo b'fanav lo tehevi mecha. As we discussed already on Chaf Chesem Beis, there's a debate in the Gemara. When the Marakama wants to issue a challenge, to be effective, does he have to issue the challenge in the presence of the machzik, or can he even do it long distance? So the Gemara thinks, some reason, that this final version of Rava, the one of Mizar and Ish Bishtare, somehow that precludes mechah shelo b'fanav from being a proper mechah. That somehow if you base Gimel Shanim on this final version of Rabbah, somehow that should disqualify a remote control or a long distance mechah. We don't exactly know why, but that's what the Gemara is asking. Maybe the next line helps a little bit. To Amale, because if we're concerned about his dar and his mishtare, so the machzik might say to the marakama, imachisa ba'apai hava mizahirna bishtarai. If you had not just, you know, behind my back, you know, long distance, issued a challenge, but come face to face with me and thrown down the gauntlet, so then I would have been Mizdar Bishtari. Now again, till the Gemara introduced the notion of Mizdar Inish Bishtari, of how damaging it is that you can't produce the counter evidence, right, to back up your claim, so this factor was glossed over, was not focused upon. Now that we're saying Gimel Shanim has to do with his Dar Inish Bishtare, so now the Gemara is asking, at least that's the easiest way to read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, well, maybe the guy will say, listen, a more personal or direct challenge would have initiated, you know, his Dar Inish Bishtare, but not the long distance one. The Gemara answers, the Gemara says, no, that's not a good taina. The Amale, Chabra, Chabra Isle, the Chabra the Chabrach, Chabra Islay. So let's explain this also. But the Gemara's conclusion is, no, even if his Dar Inish Bishtare is the factor, it's the idea here, nonetheless, the basic principle is the same, because the grapevine is so effective, so efficient, that his claim, I would have taken greater care of the shtar if you had issued the challenge face to face, rather than through the grapevine. We dismiss that claim. The grapevine is very serious when it comes to these matters. Yeah.
Well, why would the machzik be complacent after 3 years? Because he himself could have an adverse possessor and enter onto his ground, and he would then have to prove he would still need that shtar at that point in time.
Say that one more time.
I said, why would the machzik ever get complacent,
right,
after 3 years? Because he himself is subject, is vulnerable to another adverse possessor entering onto his property 5 years down the road.
Well, I mean, he should keep it to establish himself as Marakama. Well, I'm not sure that that's any different than, I mean, why is that a stronger question than his need to protect himself from the original Marakama?
Because
he has to protect himself from the Marakama.
Last week, you said that the Marakama has to have either agent or a shtar.
Right.
To prove his possession. So mm-hmm. Bernie is saying, well, he has to have a shtar.
Right, no, I understand that. That, you know, I stick by that, and I understand it. What I'm saying is, why is that stronger than the need to defend himself against the Marakama itself? It's an additional point. But I think the point, either way, we all agree that if it's better to have a shtar than even to rely on a chazaka.
Yeah.
But to the extent that we're not up to it yet, but there's a famous machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, which appears here in Balmaser on Daf Kuf Samach Tes on the base and Kuf Ayin Amar Aleph and Sanhedrin of Kuf Gimel on the base. Habal lidon b'shtar b'chazaka. Let's say a fellow says, the lokeach says, I've been in this property for 10 years, right, and I also have a shtar. So there's a debate between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Can he choose just to produce the proof of the chazaka? Or once he admits that he has a shtar, we hold him to the higher standard of a shtar. Tzarech levarer or ain't tzarech levarer? Meaning we all agree, whatever we pass about tzarech or ain't tzarech levarer, we all agree that having a shtar would be beneficial for the machzik. It would only be in his best interest. There's no downside to having the shtar. And it helps him tremendously to fend off the challenge from the marakama. Now you're also adding another point, and that is, if he ever decides to sell this property, right? I'm sorry. If somebody else were to decide to squat, to throw him out and squat at his property, it would also be beneficial, you know, in that respect. But I agree. I just don't know. It's so beneficial against the Marakama that I don't know whether we need that additional, you know, future concern. In addition, that's all I'm saying. Well, in the end of the day, if we all agree that it's better for him to have the shtar, but he doesn't, so we still have to confront the significance of his carelessness and ask, you know, how damaging, you know, is his irresponsible behavior? You know, is it damaging enough that it you know, negates his credibility? Or is it just mean he's careless, meaning people, you know, should do a lot of things to protect their interests, but after time they become complacent and careless? So I think a question's in place. I'm just saying, I don't know if it changes the picture in a radical way.
I think we should. I don't know whether it's carelessness. I mean, now we're sort of used to taking a document or paper and putting it into a folder and into a safe or so. There we were talking about handwritten documents on a clock.
Right.
Most people had houses which had earthen floors, and if you had a few of these, a lot of tircha involved in storing documents 2,000 years ago, which...
Well, I don't know how much tircha was, but I mean, remember, the Yirmiyah said, you know, L'man yam d'nasatim b'klicheres l'man yam d'yamim rabim. So it was doable, but...
It was doable, but that's what happened with the play. Why, after 3 years, and you have other documents and so on, people became lax, and it would be unreasonable to say you have to keep it forever and ever.
Could be.
20 years or something.
Could be. It's hard to know. But either way, it's a good question. I'm just saying, we already know that there's a problem here, and I don't know if this changes the picture in a significant way. Yeah.
Is it really true that after 3 years it's a laxity to not hold on to your star?
Say that again?
Is it really true that after 3 years it's a laxity to not hold on to your star, or what we see here is the standard of raya is that after 3 years you don't want to be your star?
Well, it's definitely laxity before. The question is it no laxity after, you're asking?
I'm not saying that it's not necessarily true that after 3 years he's, you know, lazy or whatever it is to not hold on to the star. But after 3 years it's really irrelevant. He really doesn't need it.
Well, the point is he could always use it.
Otherwise, he always could use it, but it's not...
Right, you're asking the question, is it damaging but not damaging enough, or it's not damaging at that point?
Right, at that
it's
point,
very possible that it's not considered damaging at that point.
So
absolutely.
To resolve his question, in that case, the Murray Kama also should not have to produce a star.
No, but he has to produce a star because otherwise he's a man from the street.
Right, before anything else.
No, but he's a person from the... The Moxic is there. He's possessing the car.
My point is that the scenario is as follows. This person, this Murakama, was on his field for 5 years.
Right.
Right? Now somebody comes in years 6 through 8. That other person is squatting.
Well, we don't know that he was there even for 5 years. It's not like he had a chazaka either.
How did you know that this guy was there for 3 years?
No. We have Aiden that he was there for 3 years. A chazaka requires Adim. Then
if he was, it doesn't prove ownership. It simply confirms that.
If it comes with a taina, it does.
That he was a poser. Right?
No. If he says, I bought the property, I don't have the star anymore, but I was there for 5 years, and he can prove it's 5 years or it's 3 years,
right,
then that establishes him as a marakama.
You wouldn't need
a star for that.
You wouldn't need Adim for a transaction. You just need Adim that he was a poser.
You need Adim, but he's a mukhti. You need Taina and Adim, Adi Chazaka, just like here. That's fine. That's not a problem. But what we were talking about last week was where the fellow doesn't have Adi Chazaka and a Taina, but he has a Shtar. But if he didn't have a Shtar or a Chazaka and a Taina, then whatever he claims is something that we have to, you know, we can ignore if we choose. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to...
Why does the Gemara reject the second answer about...
Bar Yashiv.
Yeah, so what is it?
Because they're saying it's too subjective.
Isn't that an answer?
No, so that's what I mentioned before. I would have thought in Kena Santa Terecha, the Shiurin would be the answer to the question.
Right.
They think it tightens the question. They say like this. Bar Yashiv is a problem. You have to address the Bar Yashivs of the world. If you want to say... For some reason, they think that the answer of Loplug is not a possibility. So if you want to say, in Akhanami, Baral Yashiv is a different standard, that's not a possibility either, because then there's no longer a standard for Chazaka. We need that there should be a standard of Chazaka, but it should be one which is substantive to all cases. And therefore, Kepeda alone...
Doesn't that mean...
Now, you might ask, how come his star is Mishtari? Maybe some people keep their stars longer and some shorter. Actually, the Yad Ramah, Al-Atar, and later on in the end of the parak, says, we see from this Gemara that Azdar Nishbishtare is not a low plug. That's common behavior. The Ritva actually highlights it a little bit. The Ritva says, Bar Yashiv wasn't a single case. What the Gemara really meant to ask was, if you're interested in focusing on Kpeda, then maybe Gimel Shanin is a mean, right? But it isn't really a objective standard at all. Because everybody has a different standard. For some people it's a day, for some people it's 5 years, for some people it's 3.5 years, for some people it's 2.5 years. Maybe if you put it all together mathematically, you know, the golden mean of all of this is 3. Okay, but everybody really has a different standard. This is the way I'm expanding what the Rajpa and Ritva say. I think is what they're getting at. So that's why, I think, to answer the question, that's why the Gemara doesn't just say, Im kenasatat v'recha l'shirim lo plug. Because if we basically have a standard, but there are a couple of exceptions that deviate, then you could say lo plug. But if by establishing, you know, that there is, that there are exceptions, what you're really trying to show is that there is no standard, not that there are exceptions, so then you're going to say, oh, so let's figure out everybody's pattern of behavior? That's a nightmare. But the Rama says that in his Zohar, that is the standard.
Why didn't they use Bar Yashiv to reject the Mechila argument, the first argument?
I think there were, because there's a better argument, there's a better way to reject that argument. Somebody was trying to ask that question. I think what they say is, even if you don't get into the whole issue of Nasata Dvarecha, Lo Nasata Dvarecha, there's just a better proof that that's not correct. Hadra Ara Hadra Peri. But in Okanami, they could have. Okay, now let's get back to Rav. So now. What? No, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel are not.
3 years at all.
Right, they need three crops.
Yeah, so how do they, so what is this answer to?
No, they look at Halchayusha.
That's all.
That's what the Gemara says. Man.
That's it.
Yeah, they're with Halchayusha.
And that's it. This
is all the Rabbanon to say it's timing. If it's timing, so what is it? Is it Mechila? Is it Kpeda? Or is it a Zohar Nefeshtari? Now, this if we take a Zohar Nefeshtari Kipshuto, right, so the focus has changed completely, very subtly, but very importantly, has changed completely. Why? In the first two Ravas, Mechila and Kpeda, what was the focus on? The Marakama. Meaning, is the Marakama silent or not? It's basically the Marakama's field to lose. Right? If he doesn't make a misstep, he's going to win. In the clash between Marakama and Maksik, who's in the driver's seat? Marakama. He could lose it if he's silent for too long. But if you take Kipshuto, that's all there is. We'll discuss in a minute. The third Rava is Darish Vishtare, so without announcing it, the Gemara has shifted completely. Who's in the driver's seat? The Maksik. The Maksik, right, can only lose if he makes a mistake. Was it a mistake? Getting rid of his star too early. Before it's accepted, you know, that people get rid of the star. Ah, that is a very different perspective. Now we're saying, in the balance between, in the struggle between Marakama and Maksik, the Maksik is actually, conceptually, in the stronger position. Now, is this true or not? So now let's get back to Rava. There are two ways to read Rava. One way to read Rava is that Rava is, as we just explained, a total departure from the first two Ravas. Now the word Ella implies that. Ella Marava. Not foolproof, but Ella Marava. And basically what we're dealing with is a total 180 degree turn. But there is another way to read Rava, the third Rava, so that we're really not turning our back at all on the previous perspective. Maybe the third Rava isn't an independent view of Gimel Shanim, it's the way to answer the Bar Yashiv question. What do I mean by that? What did we say previously? What's the Gimel Shanim based on? Silence. Right, the deafening silence of the Marakama. He loses because his behavior is inconsistent with that of an owner. But then we ask the question, Bar Yashiv, right? The Bar Yashivs of this world should have been able to lose earlier than 3 years. So then the Gemara gives an answer to this question. What's the answer? The answer is you're right. Except there's another factor here. There are two factors. There is force, and then there is counterforce. The force is the silence of the Marikamba. The counterforce is this damaging evidence against the Machzik within 3 years. Namely, how come he can't produce a shtar? Ach mishtare. So even though Baral Yashiv, we should have said, La'altar habachazaka, we don't say it. Even for Baal Yashiv, we wait Gimel Shanim. Why? Because of the Reyesa of his Darish Mishtare. But why do you win? Why does the Machzik win the Gimel after Gimel Shanim? Because there's no longer a Reyesa of Ach Mishtarech? Or because the Marikamba was silent for 3 years? According to this perspective. Because the Marikamba is silent. The only thing is, you can't, you know, operate with that as long as the other side has a reyesa of Ach Mishtar. So these two perspectives are discussed by the Rishonim in the following way. Number one, the first one, that Rava is a different foundation for Chesed Gimel Shanim, is discussed by the Ritva. We'll see in a minute also the Ramban, but in a slightly different way. The Ritva on page 2, the second Ritva on page 2, explains the following. Elam Rava Tama Mishum Deshata Kamaisa Tlashnim La Mizar Bechule Kachi Agirsa Besar Maishan Vahachi Perusha Shata Kamaisa Otarti Deachsik Bey Akati Mizdar Bishtar Vichiasik Matlas Gemuros Sulo Mizdar. That's the Gemara. The Ritva adds, "V'vaday v'lefum hanitam edabay v'rava rabbanu lagomri mishara muad." According to this perspective, hoche usha shara muad has nothing to do with any of this. The tartiu klas d'amri d'lo mizdayer zeu kishachon b'shufi kedar shabai lemosin. That's based on the assumption that he lives in this karka as a full bailim wood. V'hainu d'bin l'cheskas kazaka b'achilas kimushanim b'chol milsa kederech Tash Misham Kitan Bimas Nisan. Fahina Nami de Bhab is so called Gimel the Gimel Mivatelas Kazaka. Umiu Tsarh Talmud says the Ditzvah. There's a question. Ma inyan shiyapsid halak karko Bibnesha ze elo his dair bishtare kimidalaisman hashalo tamadik fedabilotamad mechila. If the Gemara turns its back and said that there's no mechila and there's no kpeda issue, namely the silence of the Marikamba is not a raya for the Machzik, then just because we have no damaging evidence against the Machzik, is that a reason that the Marikamba should lose? One more time. Till the final Rabbah, we're saying that the Marikamba is in the driver's seat. Why does he lose? Because his behavior, right, damages his case, his credibility. But according to the last Rabbah, we've explained that the Machzik's credibility is not damaged beyond 3 years. But we haven't explained why the Marikamba should therefore lose. We know why the Machzik shouldn't lose, but why should the Marikamba lose? What happened to the perspective that the Marikamba is in the driver's seat and it's his to win or lose? That's what the Ritva is asking. So the answer that the Ritva gives is very important. V'hanachon deshuras adin kiven shezen Machzik bekarka v'ochel b'shufi gamor v'yodim abaylim v'in amochim Dinu shetiya raya, afilu ba'afilu achas ke'en sha'atvisa raya b'mitaltalin. The key words here are the words raya b'mitaltalin, sha'atvisa raya b'mitaltalin. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says in Achanami there's a 180 degree turn in the Gemara. The Gemara originally thought that chazaka raya is based on shtikas marakama, and now the Gemara is saying it's not. The Machzik is actually in the driver's seat. He wins the case. The Marikamba doesn't lose it, he wins it. How does he win it? On the basis of what? We only now know that he doesn't have a strike against him because after 3 years it's not damaging that he can't produce a shtar. Why does he win? Where's his positive foundation? The answer is his positive foundation is there with him from day one. When he lives in that karka, like a bailim, what he's doing is the same as Tfisas Metaltalin. And really, he should win immediately. The only thing delaying his immediate victory is Darin Ishbishtare. So when the Gemara is explaining that the basis of Gimel Shanim of Chazaka is Darin Ishbishtare, it's Ikar Chasam and Asefer. The real reason that a Machzik wins is because, like in Metalfelin, he has Tfisa Miad. What the Gemara is explaining is why the delay. The delay is because of his Darin Ish. That is the Shitas HaRitva. Now, if the Ritva is right, then there is a better way to read the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara says, El Neyata, Mecha Shel Bafanav, should not be a Mecha. Right? Then the Gemara finally answers, even if it's Shel Bafanav, Chavra Islay, and it's fine. What was the Gemara's hobby? Why did the Gemara zero in, Dafka, the third Rava, to ask the question, Mecha Shel Bafanav should be no good? What one might say is as follows. The first two versions of Rava are based on Shtikas Marakama. Right? Now, if the Marakama is Ma'arer Shelo Bifnei HaMachzik, there's still no Shtikas Marakama, correct? So we understand very well why Mecha Shelo Bifanav Have Mecha. But if you take a 180 degree turn and you say that Chaskas Gimel Shanim is no longer based on the silence of the Marakama, now it is based on what? The Maisa Chazaka, the Maisa Tfisa of the Machzik. The only thing is that you have to wait out 3 years because otherwise he can't justify his lack of a shtar. Now, if that's true, so how does the Mechal work? It's no longer working because the Marakama is not silent. What is it working? To extend the period of his Darinish Mishtare. In other words, that period is 3 years if there's no challenge. But if there's a challenge, if after 2.5 years you hear that the fellow is taking you to court, so you can say, I only have to wait 6 more months and I can throw out my shtar? Or you'd have to be insane. Right? Not just a bad businessman, but, you know, really certifiable. Right? So obviously what that does is it triggers a new period of at least 3 years more. I now know there's a challenge coming. If after 3 years there's no challenge, maybe we can talk again. That's a Gemara later on. Gemara says later on, Lama Tesama Base, every 3 years you have to challenge. The Bali Tosas think that according to the Gemara Lama Tesama Base, you only have to challenge once. That's a separate issue. But even if you take the view that you have to challenge every 3 years. Oh, so now we understand that how does the Mechal work? Because the Machzik's period of the Zohar and his Mishtari is extended. But then he has to really hear about it, know about it, and take it seriously. That's what the Gemara says. If it's Shaloba Fanav, he could say, that's why I wasn't his Zohar and Mishtari. So now we understand the continuation of the Gemara according to the Ritva. What about the other perspective that I mentioned? So now look at the Ramban on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph for a minute, and then the Ramban. The Ramban is on page 5, but first let's look at the Gemara very quickly on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara says as follows. Gemara has a case of Tan Rabbanan. It's about 1/3 of the way down. Tan Rabbanan. Achla ha'av shana v'ha'ben shtayim, ha'av shtayim v'ha'ben shana, ha'av shana, ha'ben shana, ha'lokeach shana. Basically, what's the question here? Classically, a chazaka is created by a single individual over 3 years. Let's say it's a team effort. What's the team? A father, and unfortunately passes away, and his son who's yoreshit. Right? Or a father, a son, and a lokeach. So the Gemara says you can have a chazaka through a team effort. Okay. Achla ha'av shana ben shtayim ha'av shtayim ben shana ha'av shana ben shana lokeach shana harezu chazaka. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. Now, look at the Ramban. Ramban here on page 5, top piece. See, Chidush Ramban, Membe Samad Aleph, everybody have it? Ramban says as follows. Hodetanya, Achla Ha'av Shana Ba Ben Shtayim B'chulei. So the Ramban says, Yesh mefarshim dafke bibno gadol. Abel katan lav bar mechuye behu, vehilkach lav bar chazakahu, vekibin dechimachi, lav bar izdahure ishtarehu, iunami lamachi, vechihechid idach tanya achla bifnei ben, bibno gadol, hanami bibno gadol. Okay, the first suggestion of the Ramban is as follows. Who is the ben here? He's an adult ben or a child ben? So Ramban says it's got to be that he's an older, that he's a mature adult, because otherwise, since the basis of Chesos Kibbutz Shanim is rooted in Isdar in Ishtare, right? So therefore, there's a problem. Namely, you expect me to be Moched to extend the period of Isdar in Ishtare, but if the person who is Machzik is not capable of Isdar in Ishtare, in a real sense, then there's no point to the Mechah. And if there's no point to the Mechah, then there can't be a Chazakah either, because it's not defensible. That's the problem. So if this Ben is a Katan, where there's an Isdar Inish Bishtari problem, then there shouldn't have been a Team Chazakah, there should have been no Chazakah whatsoever. That is the argument of the first day of the Ramban. But then the Ramban himself disagrees. Ramban says, Ein ani muchzak betamze. I don't think this is correct. The tam of the chazaka, lav mishum isdar didei belchud, ela, kiven dehai shasik ragayim adavar. What's he saying? Even though the third rava is the charm, that's the one that we paskin like lalacha, isdar inish bishtare, don't think like the first daya that means that the entire chazaka is rooted in the factor of Isdar Inish Bishtare. It's not. Actually, Isdar Inish Bishtare is a counterforce. The real basis for the Chazakah is what? Shtikas Marakama Ella. So why is the Gemara talking about Isdar Inish Bishtare if Shtikas Marakama is the basis of Chesed Kibbutz Shanim? Ella. Shebetoch Shalom Shamir Lelemachzik Achvei Ishtarech. The problem is, Shtikas Marakama, says the Ramban, begins immediately. And therefore, la'alter, there should be a chazaka. Not for the reason of the Ritva. But the Ritva's reason is what? Tvisas karka, like Tvisas metalkalin. The Ramban is a different perspective. Shtikas Marakama begins from day one. Or at least from the day that he hears about it. However, until you reach the 3-year point, there's an equally damaging silence of the machzik. Kibud lo mizdar be tvei itrelei haitaina. But once you reach the 3-year point, and there's no longer damaging ach mishtarech, so then what do we go back to? V'amrina lo lechinam shasak. Shtikas marakama. So if that's the case, and kota nami la bar is duhure tveihu. The shtika of the Marakama applies even when there's a katan. Interesting question. The Gemara later on, which we'll hopefully get to, the Gemara Lam Chesed Beis has the following case. Machlokas between Rab and Shmuel. Let's say the guy wants to issue a challenge, so he calls together two people to hear his challenge. The two people are not capable of reaching the machzik. It's not only, in other words, a distant machah, it's a machah in front of individuals who don't have the capability of traveling themselves in person to the machzik. So that's a debate between Rav and Shmuel. So what bothered Ramban? Ramban says, listen, if the basis of Gimel Shanim is Isdar Inish Bishtari per se, to break up the Machzik's Tfisa, or based on Isdar Inish Bishtari, so then it's important that you hear about it. And if you're Ma'arer, if you're challenging in front of people who don't have the capability even, and so it's up to them whether they choose to go through the grapevine or themselves, they don't even have that capacity, right? So that's a problem. But if the problem is Shtikas Marakama, his silence is deafening. So if he's Moche, he's Moche. Why do we care whether they have the capability or not? No, that he's not silent. So the Ramban says, I can get out of that problem. If he chooses to challenge dafka, the presence of two people who don't have the capability of bringing the iror to the attention of the machzik, then maybe it's not serious. And maybe that's considered the equivalent of silence as well. Namely, it's true that all we care about is breaking the silence. But in a serious and significant matter, if I'm ma'arer in front of somebody who doesn't, you know, in front of my mirror, and the Gemara is another case. The Gemara says, what if he says to the two individuals who he's mocha in front of, I swear you to secrecy. This guy's in my land, right? I'm protesting, but don't tell him. So the Gemara says, that's not a mechal. The Gemara says, if they themselves say, after hearing the mecha, we're not going to transmit it, that's a machlokas. But if he tells them, don't transmit it, that's not a mecha. Why? Because even if mecha is about the silence of the marakama, it has to be a serious mecha. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. So basically, what comes out of this Ramban? Two views of how to understand the final Rava. The first view of the Ramban is that his Dar Inish Bishtare is the basis, it's the linchpin for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and it's the machzik's to lose. Not exactly like the Ritva, but it's based on his Dar Inish Bishtare. The second view of the Ramban is that what's the basis of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Shtikas Marakama. That was the second Rava, and we turned our back, we said Baral Yashiv. So the Ramban is now telling us how to read the continuation of the Gemara. How do you read it? The Gemara said, Bar Yashiv, Shav Chazalka immediate, because he isn't silent for even a minute. The answer is fine. But as long as there is also the damaging, right, Lo Isdar Vishtare of the Machzik, so you have, you've neutralized, one has neutralized the other. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. So according to the Ramban's reading of the Gemara, it's not Elam HaRava. The basis according to Rava is Kapid Inish. Is Dar Inish is the answer to the Baral Yashiv question. Nothing more, nothing less. Oh. So we now have at least three perspectives. Right? We have the idea of the Ritva, that there's Tfisa, but it's delayed 3 years because of the Reisa. But it's like Metalpalin. We have the second view of the Ramban in Membeis and Aleph, that it's based on Shtikas Marakama, which would be immediate, right? But is neutralized by his Darinish Vishtare. And then we have the third view, the first view of the Ramban, which is the whole halakha is based on the concept of his Dair Inish Vishtare. There's a fourth view, and that is a variation of the Ramban, but an important variation, the view of the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rajba and Rabbeinu Yonah like the second view of the Ramban in Baal Basra, but with an important qualification. The Ramban's idea is that on one level, the Shtikas Marakama is something that begins, it's compelling from the very, very beginning. As soon as we know that the Marakama is aware that somebody's in his property and he's not complaining about it, that's already a raya against him. The only thing is, they have the counterweight of the Reis of Gimel Shanim of Ach Nishtare, so you have to wait for 3 years. The Rajba and Rabbeinu Yonah have a different interpretation of what Isdar and Ishbishtare is about and how it affects the situation. They say the following. Actually, when a person first hears that somebody's trespassing in his field, it's very possible that he is empathetic enough that he'll let it go for a while. The silence only becomes damaging when it appears part of a cynical plot, right, to win, right, by challenging at a point in time when the machzik is unlikely to be able to defend his position. The machzik. What do I mean? When he first hears about it, this is the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yonah. When he first hears about it, right, he is willing to bide his time. Why? Because if he were to complain, right? The fellow would be able to produce a shahr. But if he waits 3 years, when the fellow doesn't have, is not likely or as likely to have a shahr, especially like you said before, he's not doing anything wrong, right? This is conventional that people get rid of their shahrs after 3 years. So there's a certain kind of implication, cynicism, or haramba, like why is he waiting to complain dafka after 3 years? That he didn't complain right away is fine. The other fellow should have a shahr up to 3 years, we expect that he does. Up to 3 years when he complains, right? If the fellow doesn't have a shahr, it's damaging to him. And the silence is not problematic. He knows that as soon as he complains, he's going to win, because the guy should, and he knows, because he knows he's in the right, he doesn't have a shahr. But once he goes and waits after the threshold of 3 years to make his complaint, so then we wonder, right, he didn't complain till now, because the guy did have a shahr, and he knew it. He dafka delayed to the moment when this guy is vulnerable. If that's the case, then that silence beyond the 3 year point, at the 3 year point, becomes damaging. It's interesting. The Rashba has a shita on Chaf Tes Omid Beis, and again on Lamed Ches Omid Aleph. He says, let's say the Marakama, let's say he travels all around, and he's only in a position to be ma'arer, to challenge, at the beginning of the 3 year period. But towards the end of the 3 year period, he didn't realize that he was going to be traveling, or the Shas Cherum. So in the beginning of the, there was like, you know, open borders between the place where the Marakama and the Masik are, open borders. And then, in the year and a half or 2 year point, all of a sudden, conflagration erupted between the two, and now it's a Shas Cherum, and he can no longer be Mocha. So we say that you have to have the opportunity to be Mocha, which is what Mishnah says in Lamed Ches Omid Aleph. Are we talking about any time during the 3 years? Even the beginning? Or Dafka in the end? So the Rashba, in both places, takes a consistent view that the end of the 3 year period is the crucial moment. Why? Because of this idea. For the Rashba, silence of the Marakama is significant only in the end of the period. It's not that there's a knee-jerk, reaction. Somebody's in my field, I've got to scream, and defend my position. Right? It's only a 3 year delay where it seems like he's exploiting his dar in his peshtare. That's the only problem. But then it depends on his presence at the end of the 3 year period. Moreover, if you interpret like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, again, it's very similar to the Ramban, but with an important difference. Similar in that according to both, the basis for Gibel Shanim is Shtikas Marakama. But again, for the Ramban, it's Shtika Miyad. It's just not effective because there's also Reyesa Miyad. For Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, apparently not being able to produce the shahr is not such a big reyesa. Had it been true that there was a immediate raya from Shtikas Marakama, then the fact that he couldn't produce the shahr on the other side may not have delayed the chazaka. They disagree with Ramban. But they also happen to believe that it's only at the end of the 3 year period, or the entire 3 years, that produces this raya. So for that reason, that's how they read the Gemara. The Gemara said Kpeda. The Gemara said, what about Baral Yashiv? The Gemara answered, Zarinish Bishtare. Namely, it isn't just Kpeda. It's Kpeda and not Kpeda when there's a benefit to timing your challenge. And that, even for Baral Yashiv, is only when? Only at the 3 year point. Now there's a huge nafkamina for the Ramban and for the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah in the following case. The Ksos HaChoshen doesn't like this Ramban, and he asks for the following two Gemaras. Look at the Gemara here very quickly on Lamed Hei Omid Beis. It's a Gemara that we've already seen. Gemara says, Omer Rab Abba, at the two dots, 368 lines down. Omer Rab Abba, Idolile iu gufei tzana de peri, la'alter havachazak. What's the case? If there is a dispute between these two parties, right, who is the real owner of the land? So the normally require chazak of gibel shanim. Let's say the marakama hands a basket full of fruit from this field over to the machzik. So the Gemara says, "Idali son of the peri," right? The chazaka takes place immediately. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on to say, "Only Ravashi, Rav Kahana, ila peri achtia, may have le lemevad." But say, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Amar Rav Zvid, v'im tain v'amar le peri saradativ ne'ama. Let's say the Marakama says, listen, I gave him a basket of fruit, not because I'm celebrating his ownership, but because I gave him permission, le peros haraditiv. I had a deal with him that he's allowed to eat the peros of the karka, but the gufa karka doesn't belong to him at all. So the Gemara says, if he says that, then we believe him. Bahani min betok gimel, within 3 years. Avalachar gimel, lo, otherwise you'd ruin every chazaka. Right? You could always say, oh, it's true, I haven't said anything for 7 years. That's because the peros haraditiv. That's the Gemara. Okay. So the Tosafot Choshen asks the following question. It says, according to the Ramban, what does Ramban say the second day of the Ramban in Membeis Hadar? Why is there a Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Shtikas Marakama. But why is it delayed? If that should apply to Alter. So why is it delayed 3 years? Because of the Reis of Ach Vishari. So the Ksos says, what about this Gemara? What happens? The guy gives him a ton of the payri. The guy hands over a basket of payros. So what are we saying? That seems to be a proof that he's acknowledging that that he's the owner. And therefore the chazaka should take place immediately. Why? Where's the ach v'shtarech? It's exactly the same situation, isn't it? In both cases you have a raya. In one case it's shtikas marakama. In the other case it's handing over the tzana de peri. In both cases you also have a reyesa. How come the reyesa, why is the question only according to the Ramban? Because the Ramban's reading of the Gemara and Chof Tesam and Aleph is the one that says that his darinish b'shtare isn't the basis of the chazaka. His darinish b'shtare is the reason why the chazaka isn't out there. It's delayed because it's a reyesa. So the Kso says, this Gemara is against it. Another Gemara against it. Just one more second. The Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Look at the two dots about two-thirds of the way down. Avadim Yeshlem Chazaka. Another Gemara we've seen. Hamar Yishlokish HaGodros Einlem Chazaka. Didn't we learn that Godros, meaning animals that move on their own, don't have a Chazaka because they can wander in a field on their own. Goldros don't have immediate chazaka, they have chazaka lachar gimel. Good. Then the Gemara adds, Amar Rava, imayakata muta barisa. If you have a child, baby, and he's in a carriage or can't move around on his own, in other words, he doesn't have his own mobility, he's not self-propelling. So yesh lo chazaka le'alter, then you have a chazaka immediately, right? Then the Gemara says, "Pshita, isn't that obvious?" So, "Trichad Yisla Ima, Ma'u Desema Nechesh Duma Ime Ailesa La'asam." Maybe the mother brought him there. Kamashman Ima Lo Menashia Bra. Fine. So the Ksos says, we have another case here of La'alter Havachazaka, a case of an Eved Katan, right? But an Eved is usually sold with a Shtaraya. So, according to the Ramban, who says that when Rava and Chav Tetzim and Aleph says is Darinish Mishtare, what he's talking about is neutralizing and therefore delaying, right, what otherwise would be an immediate proof by virtue of this reis of Ach Mishtare. So how come here also you don't have exactly the same thing? You have an immediate chazaka because you have Eved Katan, but there should be a star and the guy can't produce it, so it's Ach Mishtare. That's Ramban's question. Now, According to, what is Ramban, and that's the Ksosis question, sorry. Now what's the Ksosis' own solution? I'll read this inside just a minute.
Why is it the baby considered like a suffering?
It is. Mepalklin Godros.
Okay,
but it's still...
Research.
Ah, but normal Mepalklin are not Nitan Lashtar. Avadin are.
Right.
So it's like it has the best of or the worst of all worlds. It's Mepalklin, but there's a ray of such star.
But you also have Tvisa.
Okay. So unless what you're saying is, which might be the answer, I'm not sure, I think that's what Donnie was going to say too.
Well, either of those really comparable to Shtika.
Ah, exactly. Why not?
Well, here we have the Marakama doing something active, handing it over to the Mafsik as opposed to Shtika.
Down at the son of the payer.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving...
So it's more, you're saying?
Yeah, it's much more.
So that's the Ksos.
Yeah.
The Ksos' own answer is in that direction. But that's quantitative.
Right.
In other words, the question's still a good question, but I'd like to show... And what you're suggesting is a parallel answer for heaven. Namely, there's Tvisas Metaltal in here. In other words, the question is based on the assumption that we can equate three things. And the reason we can equate them, the common denominator of the three things is, in all cases, there's a wherewithal for an immediate chazaka, right? Shtikas marakama, tzana deteri, eved katan, muta barusa. In all three cases, there would be a means for immediate chazaka, but in all three cases there also is a reyasa of achvi shtara. So the Ksosis question, which is based on a good assumption, is if there are three bases for la'altar av chazaka, and in all three cases there's also a reyasa of achvi shtara, wouldn't you think that they'd be treated the same? And yet, in the first case, shtikas marakama, the reyasa is effective in delaying. And in the second and third cases, sign of the pay rate. Evet katan, it's not. That's his question. In the end, the Ksos himself gives this answer. He says, you know, what you have to say is, even if there is an objective reyasa which can delay a riot studis for an immediate chazaka, that doesn't mean that every riot studis is the same. Some are stronger than the other. Sign of the pay rate is not just silence, it's an activity which seems to acknowledge the other fellow's bilus. Right? Ebed, like you said, has the added advantage not only of a riot studis, but of tzvisas metaltalin. One could go further. If you look at the Rashbam and at Tosis, and especially at the Ritva, in a few places, on Nunavid Beis and on Lamed Heyamid Beis, the Ritva, when it comes to the side of the Peri, and so the other Rishonim also, but the Ritva just makes it clearer for this issue, calls it Hodas Baldin Kenedim Dami. It isn't just a Raya, it's like Hodas, when I give you over the Peros, and I don't say the Peros are additive, right, it's not just a Raya that I'm not the Bailim, it's almost like Hodas Baldin. That's the Ksosis, he doesn't give that answer, but that's in the end what he ends up saying. But, just to make the Ha'ara, for the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, this question never gets off the ground. The Ksosis question doesn't even come into play. Why? It's only for the Ramban who says, immediately there's the silence of the Marakama that is a Raya. It's a deafening silence from minute one. And has the capacity, if there's no counterweight, to create a Chazaka for the Machzik, to undermine the Marakama. However, there's also a Reyes of Akvishtarech. Once you have the Reyes of Akvishtarech, which delays an otherwise winning Taina for 3 years, then you can ask, what about the Peri, and what about Eved Pata? But according to the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, as we explained, the Ksosis is not aware of them. I'm just saying it. According to the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, what really happens? According to Rava of Yizarinish, is there an immediate basis for chazaka, but a delay because of the reyasa? Not at all. The issue of these darvinish bishtari and the reyasa is a timing factor to figure out when the raya of shtika begins. The raya of shtika only begins at the 3-year threshold, because it's then that it seems like he's playing games and trying to. Why is he waiting till now? Right? The fact that he's silent within the 3 years is not damaging. Because the other fellow should have his star, And he knows that if he doesn't, if the other fellow can't produce a shot within the 3 years, he's going to win. So he can bide his time. He can win any time he feels like it. He can go to court any time it's convenient for him. But for him to wait cynically till the moment when the other fellow, even if he's honest, no longer can defend himself, that is damaging. So when does that begin? When does that riot begin? Only at the 3 year threshold. So is there a problem from Evet Katan and Tzadet Peiri? Not at all. In Tzadet Peiri and Evet Katan, we have a reason to establish the Chazaka La'alter. So is there any evidence that when there's a basis for a Chazaka La'alter, that the Achvei Sharech will delay it for 3 years? That it's that strong? Not at all. So according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, we're protected from the Ksosis questions. Now, what did the Ksos really want? The Ksos doesn't like the Ramban, even though he admitted begrudgingly that we can give this answer for the Ramban. Namely, that there's a difference in the quality of Raya between Evet Katan, Tzadet Peiri on the one hand, and Shtikas Marakama from the very beginning on the other. What does he want to prove from this? What is his agenda? The Ksos's agenda is to suggest that all of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a Din Drabanan. The Ksos's idea is as follows. Basically, he says, Metalkalin and Karka are fundamentally different. Opposite of Ritva. And something which is agreed upon by other Rishonim too, but he just takes it a step further. Number one, there is no Tvisa in Karka, no Muksakus in Karka at all. Not immediate, like the Ritva. Not after 3 years, like the Ramban's reading of the Al Kayusha. Never. You can live in a piece of Karka for your whole life, and you'll never develop the equivalent of a Tvisa or a Muksakus. That's point number one. Which means that fundamentally, on a Daraisa level, for Karka, Marakama is king. Marakama always reigns supreme. You can never beat a Marakama. As long as he can prove that he was a previous owner, and you can't prove subsequently by Shtar or by Aden that you are the owner, then mid Daraisa you'll always lose. However, says Bixos, they made a Takana Drabanan of Cheses Kimel Shani. Why did they do that? Well, Rabbah, the third Rabbah, tells us why. Because people do not hold on to their shtaros forever. So is it fair to exploit the fact that conventional, right, commercial behavior is to get rid of your shtar at one point or another? Everybody's going to have the opportunity to wait out. Every Marakama who legitimately sells a piece of karka can wait 3 years, 6 years, whatever the case, 3 years, let's say, as the case may be, and then say, I'm the Marakama, I can prove it. I never sold to the Karka. How can a Machzik, how can a Lokeach, I should say, defend himself, right, short of keeping his star forever, which people don't do? Well, the answer is, what's that?
Maybe if you enforce the rule differently, people would be able to hold on to the star.
Apparently, right, so the assumption is, I understand, right. But apparently, the way they, what he's reading it is, this is a conventional, as, people aren't incorrigible. Right? As much as you know, like we talked about before, right? I mean, it would be a great idea, no, but either way, like that's what I said, There's no question that holding on to a shtar is a good idea, whether Kesos Kibbutz Shanim is a raisa, drabanan, is dire, whatever you say, a wise, prudent man, you know, is going to hold on to his shtars. Even if what Donnie says is correct, which is, it's not careless after 3 years to get rid of it, it's still reasonable and prudent.
Would it even do anything for you?
What?
It wouldn't even do anything for you? Start,
well, it does something for you.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, unless it's,
what it does for you is it,
5 years ago,
it removes any kind of suffix.
It just establishes your Marakama, but if you haven't been there...
No, no, it establishes that you're a
locator. Well, you owned it at some point, but if you haven't been there, it wouldn't even help you. And you start dating 6 years ago, if you haven't been on the land, it won't do anything for you.
Well, it does, unless somebody else who is telling that he bought it from you. The Marakama can't get it away from you.
Correct.
The only person who could get it from you is a very specific
there, right?
Other guy who's sitting there making a tie into the Chazaka. So it still helps. But the point is that, so they're assuming the convention of Izdar and Izbishtar, that's a reality, that's human behavior. That's what they're assuming. You're right. I mean, you can always try to, you know, to adjust human behavior, right? We're all optimistic. Social engineering, you know, we think it's doable. But
this is legislating to the lowest common denominator.
I don't know, but lowest common. I mean, this isn't the moral issue.
No, but I mean
it's a
highest degree of carelessness.
Well, again, you know, the assumption isn't so careless. It would be prudent, you know, to be more cautious. But it's a little, you know, it's a little sharply, you know, worded. So the point is, this is Ixos. Ixos says Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a perfectly. This is getting back to last year. I tried to explain it. Panenekum is a perfectly balanced and calibrated takana. You know, where all sides' interests. You know, converge. So the Ixos says this is what happens. Chesed Gimel Shanim. Bidoraisa, Mar Kama should always win. If a guy doesn't have a shtar, doesn't matter. He should always go back to the Mar Kama because we want to protect legitimate lokeach who's simply operating with the convention of not keeping his shtar forever. Remember, it's not 3 years. We're talking 20 years, 30 years, 70 years. Right? It's the same principle. So what do? We said, Isdar in Ishbishtar. But, says Ixos, we also don't want to go bend over backwards and penalize the Marakama. So what do for the Marakama in a perfectly calibrated Takana? We gave him the possibility of a Macha. He can be Mocha within 3 years and extend the Isdar in Ishbishtar. The balance between the two is what's going on here. Now, the Ixos' view of this Takana Drabanan, I'm going to read it inside just one more minute because I have a couple minutes. He projects this on the whole group of Rishonim. He said, this is the view of Tosafot on Lamed Ayin Beis. I'm not going to read it right now. This is the Rambam's view because the Rambam has a line where he says, if the Mar Kama doesn't protest within 3 years, so the Rambam says, Ihu, we'll read it next week, Ihu Aksan Anamche. You know, it's his own fault. He shot himself in the foot. So the Ixos has a good question, but I think there's another answer. The question is, he shot himself in the foot? What is this? We're penalizing the Marakama. The issue here isn't what a penalty. The issue here is one of proof. Who do we believe is the real owner, the Machzik or the Marakama? Apsid Anafshe. Say we don't believe him. But Iwa Apsid Anafshe is not a language of we don't believe him. He's lost credibility. It's a language of he's lost, not credibility, but leverage. Right? He's lost power. So that so says the Rambam, like me, thinks that this is all about the perfectly calibrated Takana. The Demukhi Yosef has a law shown where he says something about the Chachamim made the Takana of Gimel Shanim. So the Ixos quotes in Mukhi Yosef, says, look, like me, he holds it's a takana. It could be that the Gimel Shanim, the number, is based on a takana drabanan, an assessment of his darinish. The principle of the factors that go into winning in the struggle between Marakam and Chazaka could still very well be daraisa. I think the Rambam could still be daraisa as well. But this is the view of the Ixos. Let me read it inside. There are two Ixos very quickly. There was a question, I'm sorry. Did a question?
Yeah.
According to this, the case of the
basket, how do they interpret that? Is it doing a kinyan?
According to who, the
Ixos? Yeah. Is it doing a kinyan at that point in time by giving him the basket?
Not a. No, what he's saying is, this is not the conventional din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim.
Right.
That is a din in. Well, the Avadim is a din in Tzvisas Metalfalin, and that's why it's the Alter Avachazaka. Because his Darnish Mishtare, he's saying, isn't a Reyesa. Yizardis Bishtari is just part of the perfectly calibrated Takana.
Right.
So in the case of Eved Katan, it's just the regular din of Metalkalin.
In the case of the basket?
The case of the basket, he's saying, is a special, like Odaspa, he's not saying the words Odaspa, then Kamehdim Dami, that's a riot status. Okay. The silence of the Markama is not a riot status, but the Tzana de Peri is. Okay, let's look at the Ixos just for a second. It's a very famous one. Kuf. Page 7. Kuf Mem Sifkatan Beis. I have like 2 minutes. Let me just read part of it so you'll see, and then we can continue with this next week. Ketzini Chazaka. The Reish Parakheskas Abatim Masik B'Gemara the time of the Chazaka. Mishum Da'ad Tlash Shanin Mizdarnish Mishdari Tzvela Mizdar. The Gemara's conclusion seems to be that this is all about is Dair Inish Mishdar. Akati Tzorich Taima. It's interesting. The Ksos's question, even though he doesn't quote the Ritzvah, maybe he didn't even have the Ritzvah, but his question parallels exactly the Ritzvah. Rabbi Yonah also asked the question this way. He says, good, there's no reyes after 3 years of why I can't, we now know why I can't produce the shtar, because people don't hold on that long. But Akati Tzricha Taima, where's the positive basis for the Chazaka? Nei, does Elav Reyes subanet leis leis shtare, mishum de tzelem is dar. We understand why it's not a problem. I will so ein l'raya. Where's the positive proof? Heichan motzin mimarakama b'l'raya. B'hinei b'chidush Ramban perakas kasabat. And then he quotes the Ramban and then based on it out that we read. I'm going to skip it because it's just a quotation. Ad kam shonu. Skip to go to the next page, page 8. Go down to the fourth line. Ayin shav. Umevur midvar the ikar tam the chazaka mishum the shasak raglayim ledavar nevistam makolo. El the toch gimel itra mishum daminan ach veishtarech. And the basar shalosh labreis mishum the tefila mizdayer arminu chazaka midishasik vade machrolo. So the Ramban's idea is that the real chazaka is based on silence. However, it's delayed 3 years because of reis. So the Ksos says the liyani as daiti. In my opinion, ikar chazaka gimel shonim ele el takanas chachamim. This is incorrect. It's only drabanan. And the reason for it, mishum tikkun olam, tilo regularly zar b'shtar tvei mishalosh. People generally, conventionally, do not hold on to shtar so long. The sobra machzik, even the yoshe b'tocho, meshach kimul shanim ein arar irur, since no challenge has been made, shuv lo yis arar od irur, v'lo mizdar tvei, why not to hold clutter my house up? The moshach mizep seydin l'kuchos, but the result of their good faith, let's say, and they know they bought it. Why should he challenge? And he hasn't challenged. And he knows that I'm telling the truth. They could end up losing their property. What about a honest ma'arer? What's he supposed to do? That's what I mean by perfectly balanced takana. In Eina Mocheto Gimel, Yafsin HaMa'arer. Then he should lose. He should lose. Because he's given up his own responsible behavior. He's lost his chance to compete. V'cheinir v'lashona nebuka Yosef, reith parakatska sabatim, tzvela mizdar kisavala ya'ar od, v'lefisha da'asa olam kein lo tikna chacham ele gimel shanim. But the truth is, nebuka Yosef doesn't say that gimel shan, that the chazaka is Rabbanan. He says the shiur of Gimel based on assessment is a takana chachamim. Umashim takana chachamim ubenitkinu shneim amachzik v'ma'arer v'zeh l'shon Rambam perek yad alef yukos toin alacha beis hovelo b'chisa atoif sadata la'atzmecha ayin shem v'zeh nir kidvareinu ta takana ayel shneim. It's a balanced takana amachzik yachzik b'shalo achar Gimel achar cheskaso Gimel v'ma'arem emesito ayel olimcha osamid lomicha hipsid. Even with the time of the Ramban, Amin and Hovel and Micha Raglayim Ladavar Shemakolo. It's not a question of losing, it's a question of being likely dishonest. So this is the Ramban, this is the Ksos' question. Where does the Ksos ask about these other three Gemaras, other two Gemaras? That's the next Ksos. And Simin Kuflam and Hey, Sifkat and Beis. This is 1 more minute. He says, "Perkas kazabatim, Amar Rava imaya katan mutav arisa yeshal chazaka la'alter pshita lo tzricha the islagay." Next piece, the bottom of page 8. The ikal meidak kiven avadim b'nei shtara, namely achve shtarek. According to the Ramban, you have a basis for la'alter have a chazaka and you have a reisa. This is a legal parallel. How come it doesn't work? So the pima hashakas of Ramban. The time of the Cheskos Gimel Shonim, Ainu Mishun De Roy Leo's Chazaka La'alter, Kibin the Shasek Raglayim, El Tok Gimel Amin and Ach Vishtarech. In Kein Achanami, Leim Ach Vishtarech, Kibin the Bnei Shtar. The Efshar says, maybe you could say that Kivan, this is the answer that we mentioned, the Hechid the Dalil, the Tana the Peri, the Alter, Hava Chazaka, the Lo Amin and Ach Vishtarech, just like we see in Tana the Peri, it's even stronger than the Shtika, Kedisa Ber Cheskos Abatim. Then law minanach vishtarech. The dafka hechad the lake araya berura kol kach who don riachve imken katan amutol avale chazaka yosa. But according to the Tzelz, this isn't the problem. And according to Rabbi Yonah and the Rajba, it wouldn't be a problem either. So we have several models of Ketzes Gimel Shanim with important nafkamina already. We'll finish with this part next week and go on to some other aspects of it.